and smile. When you cannot be heard, you can smile. When it's cloudy or fair, you can smile anytime,
everybody. This is your old friend Stolen Tom greeting you and wishing you the time of day and searching every nook and corner of this great country to seek out my friends who are interested in listening to a song or two and a bit of fireside philosophy or poem that might help a little in straightening out the furrow in that worried brow or causing a smile of recollection to flit across a drawn, tired face. And who can tell? Maybe that little flickering smile might be a ray of hope or peace or love to some sweet soul that doesn't know how to laugh or smile. You just can't always sometimes tell. On my way down here to the studio, I passed a row of apartments where a group of children were playing that age-old game of hide-and-seek. Remember it? You know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Ready or not, you must be caught. Oh, my, oh, me. That sure was fun, wasn't it? You know, I stopped and watched this game for quite a few minutes. And if I'd had time, I probably would have joined in the fun along with them. But as I stood there, the thought just struck me. We start out from early childhood, seeking happiness. And we know that it's just hiding behind that bush or fence over there, or around the corner. And we go on through life, seeking and running and chasing and hollering. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years and years and years and years. Ready or not, you must be caught.
The corner, maybe sunshine for you. Just around the corner, skies above maybe blue. Keep a little smile on, that's the right thing to do.
before they die. Many a man is carried locked up within him for more than half a century the embryo of a great genius of which he was entirely ignorant. There's been literally thousands of folks in every age and walk of life who remain ignorant of their own potentialities in character, intellect, power, ability, and talents. The great majority will explore and seek every nook and cranny that lies without. But such a precious few ever make an exploration or seek within. Few will have faith in their own faculties and abilities, but will go on and on and on with great stores of undiscovered wealth and happiness within them, and yet hungering, crying out for these very things. Yes, there they are, just ahead, little piece. There it goes, just around that corner, always seeking without, but never thinking to look within, into that little corner of their own hearts or souls, never thinking to peek into the archives of their own conscience. As a precious lady handed Mrs. Skull and Tom a beautiful bouquet day before yesterday, Mrs. Skull and Tom and I naturally thanked her, and she smiled so sweetly and said, "You know, folks, the only love I keep is that which I give away."
Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I've found thee. Oh, I know at last the secret of it all. Oh, the love.
Reserves of strength, power, intellect, beauty, ability, peace, and happiness may still be lying dormant, unexpressed, undiscovered with each one of us. So let's take plenty of time to seek out every nook and cranny, every little secret hidden place within. And when we find what we want, we can joyously exclaim, "Ready or not, at last you're caught."
All
till dawn's new day, we wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Why not?
Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more.